Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Independent Author Podcast. I'm Tom Kranz. My guest today is a neighbor, resident of Scotch Plains, New Jersey, which is the next town over from my town, Fanwood. Robert Constant is an independent author who has written two children's books, and we're going to find out how he came to do that. I met Robert at our first ever Juneteenth celebration here, and he was set up in Jerseyland Park, which is a small park that was kind of away from the main event. But I actually found that better, Robert, because you had a captive audience. There were no distractions. You had maybe 50 or so people gathered around while you did a reading from your book. First of all, hello and happy summer.
Happy summer to you, Tom.
Thanks. I have the book in front of me. We're talking today, folks, about one of the two books Robert's written, and it's called Hey Tuskegee. And as the title tells you, it's all about Tuskegee and Tuskegee University. And, you know, we'll start by the thing that struck me most about your presentation at Juneteenth, which is this isn't really just for kids. This is for anybody who wants a really kind of a simple and pointed primer on Black history. So how did you come upon your interest in Tuskegee and also writing the book, Robert?
Well, it's interesting. My Tuskegee story started when my great-grand-aunt played tennis at Tuskegee and won a tournament there in 1937. And so I always knew I had a connection to Tuskegee because she was there. And then it just so happened that I had another cousin who became a veterinarian at Tuskegee. As you may know, Tom, Tuskegee educates pretty much 75% of all Black veterinarians in the country. And so we're the only HBCU with a veterinary school. So we have that connection. And, you know, I just loved the way he spoke about Tuskegee and the history and knowing my great-grand-aunt was there. That was a huge factor in me deciding to go to Tuskegee, because I love history and I'm just fond of, you know, knowing your history and being in places where there's been something very special that took place. And so being a 1998 graduate of Tuskegee University, I thought it was only right that, you know, I take some time and write a book, a children's book, that would give a children's perspective about what's so wonderful about Tuskegee, Alabama, and Tuskegee University.
And your book is written from the point of view of two kids, Robbie and Sanaya, who just happen to be the names of your children. Gosh, what a coincidence. What I like about it is because it's from a kid's point of view, it's written simply, it's written straightforward. And it's really quite educational. I had no idea what a hotbed of Black history Tuskegee is.
Yes. And that's really what was driving this book. I just felt like every kid, every adult should know about Tuskegee and the history that went on there. I think Tuskegee is one of the most historic places in the United States, hands down. And certainly the university is one of the more historical universities. In fact, in the book, we talk about how it's one of the few places that's a national park. Like, we have a national park service there, and it needs to be preserved. And that's exactly why it's designated the only, you know, national park within a college or university in the country. So it's pretty significant.
It is significant. And so what is your day job, as it were?
Yeah, my day job is a fundraiser. I'm a full-time fundraiser for Princeton University. So I handle the fundraising in New York City and in the state, the entire state of Florida, for Princeton University.
Well, it sounds like a big job. Not only that, but you're a dad. And so between all that, how did you have time to write not one, but two children's books?
Yeah, so interesting enough, I was not working part of 2016 and 2017. So within that year time, from September 16 to 2017, I was out of work. I was not working. And I took the time to write a book. I had just left Rutgers and pursued this really cool opportunity to be a consultant. And I found that it just wasn't what I really wanted. And so I took some time. And during that time, I said, you know what? I always wanted to write a book. So I didn't write one book. I wrote two.
Well, that's cool. So the book, Hey Tuskegee, is basically the two kids are taking us kind of on a tour of the university, of the town. Did you guys actually do that? Or is that just kind of the vehicle you use to tell the story?
So that's a really great question, because what happens every year is we have homecoming at Tuskegee. At historically Black colleges and universities like Tuskegee, homecoming is a really big deal. Like, I cannot stress how big of a deal it is, because everyone comes back and it's all about going to the football game, hearing the band play, seeing your old friends and colleagues and even faculty members. There's a parade. There are parties. There's a step show. There's a concert. There's basically like everything you can imagine that can happen outdoors happens during Tuskegee's homecoming. So I wanted to tell the story. That's the hook. The hook is, hey, we're going to Tuskegee. And every year my family experiences this. And so I wanted to capture that so that young people all across the country knew of this wonderful thing called homecoming at Tuskegee and at historically Black colleges, because it's very different. You know, it's a very unique experience and people really look forward to it. And it's like the hottest ticket in town during that time of year.
That's very cool. What was your actual process for writing the book? How long did it take? Did you sit down and just spit it all out at once, or did you do it over a course of years?
Yeah, I did it over a course of the year. The way I like to write is, you know, I get an idea, whether I'm at work or I could be hanging out at the beach. If I get that idea, I have to write it down. And that's what I did. So I spent a weekend just writing about Tuskegee, what I thought was really cool. And I spent another weekend really trying to edit and just cut it down. And then what I did was I reread Up From Slavery, which was Booker T. Washington's book. Every student at Tuskegee has to read Up From Slavery. It's basically Booker T. Washington's autobiography. And it's just an amazing, I mean, you almost don't believe the story, because Booker T. Washington, he was a slave. And so, you know, when people talk about the United States and what's possible, it is possible. Clearly, it's possible for anything to happen if you really believe and work hard for it. And that's what Booker T. Washington did. So I did that. I spoke with a lot of Tuskegee folks. My wife is a Tuskegee grad. I spoke to my uncles and cousins. I spoke to friends and colleagues. You know, I did my research and we spent a lot of time with the historian at Tuskegee. I think he's been there like 40 years. I don't even know how old he is, but he's been there forever. So that's what I did. And it took about a year just to kind of get it in shape to where I thought I could present it to my my publisher. And so we put together an outline for the publisher. And they loved it. So we just went from there.
Well, what's not to love? What I also like about it is there's a real family feeling about the book, the way you put it together. There's a lengthy dedication at the beginning, and then you acknowledge pretty much your entire family and extended family at the end. You also wrote a second book, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's
It's called Hello Grandma. And we're really excited about this one because I have family from the Bahamas. My grandmother was born in the Bahamas, and it's been a place that I've traveled to since I was 6 weeks old. And so I wanted to capture like the unique dynamic between many Americans who, you know, live in America, was born in America, but have this ancestral tie to another country. And there's so many of us. I mean, we're all tied in some way. And I wanted to just put that in the book to show people in the United States about this special connection that my kids have with their grandmother, who doesn't live in this country. She lives in the Bahamas. And my mom's grandmother lived in the Bahamas when she was growing up, you know, and obviously my mom is in the Bahamas. So, you know, I wanted to show and illustrate like what that's like to have that distance, but then be able to describe what it's like to go to this other country and really immerse yourself in their culture. And that's exactly what we do with Hello Grandma.
Where are your books available, Robert?
My books are available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, MascotBooks.com. And those are the three places.
Mascot Books is your publisher, correct?
That's my publisher.
MASCOT Books.
Yes. All right. And you can always, if you want an autograph copy, you can always go to heytuskegee.com and purchase through there, and I'll sign it and send it out to you.
All right, people, Tuskegee is spelled T-U-S-K-E-G-E-E. Get it right when you look for the URL. That's probably one of the most misspelled names in America. Robert, I really appreciate your time. So again, we've been speaking with Robert E. Constant. The name is just the way it sounds. His book, Hey Tuskegee and Hello Grandma, both available on Amazon and elsewhere. Robert, I hope to see you in town. I hope we don't have to wait till the next Juneteenth to run across each other.
That would be great.
Have a great rest of your summer. Good luck and thanks.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Great stories, great reads, great audiobooks. Visit TomKranzBooks.com for unique and compelling stories in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. That's Tom Kranz Books, TomKranz Books.com. You deserve a great escape.